BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, y'all know what today is. Today is Friday. It's chilly outside, it's chilly outside, it's chilly outside, mama. It's chilly outside, it's chilly outside, it's chilly outside, mama. It's chilly outside, it's chilly outside, it's chilly outside, mama. 52 degrees right now. Today's high is going to be right near 81. 81 is your high for the day. With nothing but sunshine, we got some rain forecast for the weekend, but that's not until like Saturday night, Sunday morning, so enjoy your weekend. Temperatures, average temperature this weekend is going to be about 83 with nothing but sunshine for the most part. So enjoy it. On the way out the door this morning, though, you better grab that jacket because when you come out that house, it's a little light chill out there, all right? Might need a little jacket for the morning. By this afternoon, you're going to be good. And if you're going to check out some Friday night football tonight out at one of these high schools, you already know, man, your game time temperature should be right around 65 degrees and then drop back down to about 60 before the game is over. In the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning.
What's up, everyone?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Good. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Feeling good. When I did something a little backwards. You know, I went skydiving for my birthday.
Yeah.
But yesterday, I went to iFly.
Oh, that's
what's
up.
That whole process is just backwards. You probably should have gone iFly. I probably should have done iFly first.
Yeah.
And then gone skydiving. But however, it was a lot of fun, and I would definitely do it again.
Yeah.
And I didn't know they'd go as young as 3 years old. So shout out to all of the people that were out there. We had a lot of fun flying. And I'm going to talk about my whole experience on our website, power98fm.com.
Know what to do, man. I fly is a pretty cool spot, and they got them all over the country. So, yeah, if you get a chance, check it out there in Concord. Go out there and check it out. I also in the madhouse with me this morning. Y'all said what's up to comedian Burpee.
I say good morning.
Big Back Burpee.
Good morning.
Big Back Burpee. Big Back Burpee. Big Back Burpee. South side.
Good morning.
West side.
Good morning.
East side.
Good morning.
Two thumbs up for the
good morning.
Side. What's wrong, Big Back Burpee?
You ruined the song there.
Man.
You ruined the song.
I wasn't singing it.
No,
so
Larry, you ruined
how
the song.
How did I ruin the song? Big Back Burpee. Big Back Burpee. How you doing, man? You had a good night?
I did. I had a real good night, man. I went and hung out with D.L. Hugo last night.
That's what's up. Hey, D.L. You ain't done to come up?
Nah, I was trying to get him.
Nah, he ain't come.
He ain't gonna come.
Yeah, man. This how you do it?
Okay.
Yeah. That's what's up.
He invited me back. He invited me back.
Nah, I said he ain't gonna come up.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't want to come here, but he invited me.
Oh, that's what's up.
Well,
that's a good thing. D.L. the homie, though. Shout out to him.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
He's still funny.
Yeah, he's funny.
He still will get on you like he did back in Comedy Days.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last 10, 15 minutes, he was just ragging on people in the crowd, and it was hilarious.
Okay. He's at the Comedy Zone this weekend, actually.
Right. He's at the Comedy Zone all weekend, man.
Sold out Saturday?
Both shows.
Yeah, both shows sold out Saturday. So if you're trying to go, you got to go tonight.
Yeah, I don't even know if tickets are left for tonight because on Tuesday or Wednesday, it was only like 10 tickets left.
And then they got a Sunday show.
Right.
So DL's be in town all weekend.
All weekend.
Yeah, that's what's up. Shout out to him, man. He usually stopped too. It's all good. Whatever. But you know what? We got inside the Madhouse, man. Action-packed show. You already know how we do it. We always lace you up with some tickets, some exclusive tickets. We got tickets for you to check out Fantasia and the Sketchbook Tour that's going down along with Robin Thicke, Bonfire, and Tank. That'll be Friday, November the 29th at the Bojangles Coliseum. And we got an exclusive Rock Nation Power 98 meet and greet with Nicole Buss. We're going to put you in the building because we always put you up close and personal with the stars. So we got that coming up for you, man. That'll be on Monday, but you can win the tickets today.
And today is the day. You officially have 4 hours, 3 minutes, and 14, 13, 12, 11, 10 seconds to get your tickets to the Power 98 Winter Block Party. The countdown is going on right now. Tickets go on sale this morning 10 a.m. Make sure you pick it up.
Right.
2 minutes and 56, 55.
2 minutes.
4 hours and 2 minutes.
2 hours?
Yeah, 4 hours.
Oh, and two minutes. Okay. You look. Yeah.
47, 46. 45.
All right. Down. Y'all log on power98fm.com or you can go to you can go to ticketmaster.com to get those tickets. Let's get it started with your inspiration of power word
for the morning.
Pastor RJ Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor RJ Davis and this is your moment of inspiration.
I mean, where should I really even start?
Where should I start? Snow Libby Larry, the morning madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right near 81. 52 degrees on your way out the house right now. And you know, you want tickets for the winter block party. They go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. You can see that man right here from his brand new album, Kirk. His intro is Power 98 from the baby.
Thinking about my grandmama's, I got the number one record.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. The baby intro from his brand new album, Kirk. And of course, you know, you can get them tickets to check out the baby at our winter block party. They're going to sell this morning at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. Pod 98 FM.
3 hours, 54 minutes, 31 seconds.
Pod 98 FM.com or Ticketmaster.com. You know what time it is, man. It's time to check it out for your madhouse question of the day. Let's talk about it.
What we got, Miss Justin? All right, so rumor has it Tekashi 6ix9ine has secured a $10 million record deal from prison. The deal is said to be with his former label, 10K Projects, and he's expected to cash out on this deal once he is out of jail. With it, he will have to put out an English and Spanish album. That's the terms of the deal. So, Madhouse Nation, we want to know, do you think people will forget that Tekashi 6ix9ine was out here snitching and he will be able to make a comeback in this hip-hop game?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Why you say no?
Because the way that he's snitching on everybody, I could see if he was doing something to protect his family, or but he just naming people just because his mouth moved. So, nah, he can't come back from this.
I mean, Tekashi was a huge superstar, and I don't think that he's going to be able to come back from it. I don't think he's going to be able to come back from it.
Especially because of the way he rapped before he got caught up in all of this, everything he was talking about, and now you went straight to the cops and snitching.
No. Yeah, exactly. You know, what is he going to have to rap about? He was rapping about that life, yeah. And now, you know, it changes it. But I would be disappointed if he's able to make a comeback in this culture. So we'll see.
I think absolutely Tekashi 6ix9ine will be able to make a comeback, and he will fulfill his $10 million deal. He would get his money. Rapper Casanova was recently seen in an interview, and he said, rapper Casanova said, you know, I'm from New York, and I still like Tekashi. And he said, you know what I mean? I don't got nothing bad to say about him. You got to look at a young man who put out a song, and it was one of the fastest downloaded songs ever in the history of download. So, yeah, in this generation of snitches, yeah, he'll be able to come back.
What does he rap about now?
I don't know, but I think people still are following him because, like I said, this is our generation. We come from a place where, you know, snitching ain't cool, but in this new generation, they don't care nothing about that.
And that's why I said I'll be disappointed.
Yeah.
I would be disappointed.
Yeah,
if he's able to make a comeback.
They watched first 48 in the first 20 minutes. They done saw the whole crowd because everybody telling. Mm. Yeah, everybody telling. So, yeah, they cool. He going to be all right.
You don't think that he'll be harmed?
No.
I don't know if he'll be able to make it through, man, because even though this new generation, they'll probably accept him. The old gang members that he used to hang with, he gonna have a bounty on his head. Let's just be honest. He gonna have a target on his back.
Well, you know, what the thing about it is, this new deal is through his old label. So I mean, like he'll be paying them off. Everybody ain't go to jail. Everybody in the gang ain't go to jail. It steals people out.
Exactly. It steals the people out. And those people are out are the ones that are like, yo, you send my people to jail.
It's also a code in the street. You can pay your way out of stuff. Mm. Now, a dead man can't pay nothing. But a man alive about to get a $10 million deal, he can pay his way out of that. Mm. You can pay. Y'all watch Power. You can pay your way out of stuff. Come on, man. Come on. He going to be all right.
I don't know.
I think it's too big for him to be able to pay his way out of it.
He's going to have to make an R&B album. He's going to have to make an R&B album because the only thing he's good at is singing.
Well guess what? And you know the thing about it is he probably could rap about the people he snitched on and rap about the people he snitched on and why he snitched on them. I'm telling you. All right. Wow. We're going to see, baby. We're going to see.
Yeah. All right, well, y'all chime in on this conversation. Let us know at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Tekashi 6ix9ine secured a $10 million record deal from his former label. He's expected to put out an English and Spanish album. Do you think that people will forget about him snitching and he will be able to make a comeback?
No Limit Larry!
Man, these folks got hit his shit. No cap.
619 here in the Queen City, 53 degrees as you walk outside with a high of 81. It's time for another Nosy Neighbor News quickie. Cuba Gooding Jr. was in New York for what he thought was the beginning of that trial for allegedly groping a woman back in June. However, things were delayed after a new charge was filed against him. According to the DA's office, Gooding has been indicted for yet another groping incident. Details about the new allegation will be revealed next week, and Cuba is scheduled to be at the hearing.
Yeah, he's been hanging out with Donald Trump. What's wrong with Cuba Gooding? He's been running around grabbing them by the... All right.
I don't know. Well, we'll see what happens with this. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Tell that. All right, let's get into this. Megan Thee Stallion featuring the baby. It's Cash Hits.
Real high girl.
I'm in my bag. Ay,
what?
I'm on your ass.
What?
I'm in that new.
Say what?
You on that last year.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Girl,
the
you
baby.
On
you want to catch the baby at the Winter Block Party?
Yeah, I'm on that cash.
You can get them tickets this morning starting at 10 o'clock. That's right. Tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock this morning for the Power 98 Winter Block Party.
3 hours, 36 minutes.
Starring the baby. You can log on to power98fm.com or you can go to Ticketmaster.com. How many minutes and seconds?
3 hours, 36, 35 minutes, 58, 57. 56.
And of course, 55. We dropped the Madhouse question of the day on y'all each and every morning. We dropped it earlier this morning, which was what, Ms. Jessica?
We're talking about Tekashi 6ix9ine. You know, he just secured a deal for $10 million to drop two albums once he gets out. It's with his former record label. He's going to drop one in English and one in Spanish. So we're asking you, do you think that people will forget that Tekashi 6ix9ine was in court singing and snitching on folks? And will he be able to make a comeback? Head on over to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave your comments on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
And I said absolutely. And I'm going to add more to it because I think, you know, nobody's investing $10 million in somebody that they think is going to lose. So for that fact, I definitely think he's going to be able to make a comeback. And you said what, Burpee?
I said no. And I don't think it's going to happen. Not today.
I don't think it's going to happen. I won't be surprised if it does. I'll be a little disappointed.
All right. Join the conversation. Tap in with us like what Ms. Jessica told you at. And, of course, we play your responses back at 9:20 during the Madhouse. Charlotte's Plug is Power 98. Chili Friday up next in your Madhouse. Throw bike.
No limit.
That's why the way I walk. Looking like you.
Yeah. Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. High today is going to be right near 82, 53 degrees on your way out the house right now. And of course, you know what the day is, man. It's a chilly Friday.
It's chilly Friday with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
That's right. It is a cheerleader Friday here in the Madhouse, and we are joined by the squad from Community House Middle School. They are here live in the Madhouse, and if you want to see them, well, you can log on Instagram and Facebook at Power 98FM. Are you ladies ready?
Yeah!
All right, let's go.
Ready, the best. Oh, yes. C-H-M-S, the best. Oh, yes. C-H-M-S, the best. Oh, yes. C-H-M-S, the best. Oh, yes. Let's go, Cass!
Yeah. It's Cheerleader Friday with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Let's go!
Hey, shout out to Madhouse.
3 hours, 10 minutes, 16 seconds, 15 seconds, 14 seconds till tickets go on sale to see the baby. It's the winter block party going down December 5th at 8 p.m. at Bojangles Coliseum. Make sure you pick up your tickets in 3 hours, 10 minutes, 0 seconds, 58. That's right. It is Cheerleader Friday. We have the ladies from Community House Middle School live in the Madhouse. If you want to see them, check them out on Instagram and Facebook at Power 98FM. Ladies, you ready with another cheer?
Yes.
All right. Let's go.
Ready? We are the Cavaliers, and we're after you. All around the world, that's what we do. We are the Cavaliers, and we're after you. Our team is number one, and we always get the job done. All around the world, that's what we do. We are the Cavaliers, and we're after you. Let's go, Cavs!
It's Cheerleader Friday with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
We're going to meet the ladies of the Cavaliers up next. Step Beyonce, Fat Man Scoop, 6:51, 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Today's high is going to be right near 82. And leaving out the house right now, it's about 53 degrees. A little light chill out there this morning. You know how we do it. Let's go, Beyonce, Fat Man Scoop. Your mom and daddy's dancing this right here. Well, now you can too. Charlotte's Plug is Power 98. Do it now. Let's go. Oh, 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 oh. Spot out of AWPG. Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B is Beyonce, Fat Man Scoop right there before I let go. 6:55, 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock. And let's meet these cheerleaders this morning.
That's right. We have the cheerleaders from Community House Middle School. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Zahara. I'm a 7th grade cheerleader at Community House Middle School. Shout out to my friends Sydney Collins, Malia Sibir, and Aliana Lear Williams.
Hi, I'm Mackenzie. I'm 13 and I'm in 8th grade. You guys should all follow my Instagram at Marshmallow Z. Marshmallow capital Z-E-E.
I've been telling my daughter Ryan, ain't nobody following you. Oh, I'm sorry.
My name is Akayla. I'm 13. I go to Community House Middle School. I'm in 8th grade. You should go follow my Instagram at akayla.underscore.
Hi, I'm Lila. I'm in 7th grade and... Yeah.
All right. Hi, my name's Juliet. I'm 13 years old, and I'm in 8th grade at Community House Middle School.
Hi, I'm Claire, and I'm in 7th grade at Community House Middle School.
Hi, I'm Megan, and I'm in 7th grade, and I just turned 13.
Hi, I'm Nicole. I'm 13, and I'm an 8th grade cheerleader.
Hi, my name is Ainsley. I'm 13 in the 8th grade. Shout out to Lauren and Nikki.
Hi, I'm Annabella. I'm a 7th grader at Community House Middle School.
Hi, I'm Tabiana. I'm a 7th grader at Community House Middle School, and I just turned 12.
Oh, Tabiana.
Hi, my name is Jayla. I'm an 8th grader at Community House Middle School.
That's so silly.
My name is Troy. I got a basketball game tomorrow. I'm point guard, and I got shoe game.
What just happened? What just happened?
Where did this come from?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we met. What's the first personality? What was the first name?
She said me, Ja'Kayla.
Ja'Kayla.
And then, the second one was Troy.
Kayla.
Jayla.
Jayla and Troy.
Jayla and Troy.
All in one person.
Troy said, get this hoop game.
Yeah.
Okay. Get these buckets.
Where is Community House School located at? Oh, in Ballantyne. Okay.
And we got the coaches and we got parents in here. Y'all make some noise.
Come on, coach.
Come on, coach. Come introduce yourself.
Come on, coach.
Come on, coach. Come introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Coach Moore. I coach these lovely cheerleaders at Community House Middle School.
Yeah. Shout out to the mamas in the building. Get these kids around. It's early.
And what's your name? Come here. What's your name?
Oh.
You don't want to say your name?
Miley, I'm in third grade.
Hi, Miley.
Third grade.
If you have a squad out there and you're trying to come hang out for Cheerleader Friday, go ahead and send us an email, morningmadhouse@gmail.com. We will get you in here on a Friday.
We love Cheerleader Fridays, man, with the cheerleaders. Appreciate y'all. And, of course, you know, coming up, we're going to let somebody shine. You got somebody you need to let shine. You know, 706, we got you. Power 98, let's go. Yes, sir. Snow Lemon Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right near 81. Leaving out the house right now, it's about 52 degrees inside Snow Lemon Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We're about to let y'all shine. Shine this morning is being brought to you by Shine Time Management. It's going down tonight, man. $2 Fridays at the White House. Myself, DJ Butterfingers, 10 to midnight. And you know, it's the Michi Balboa album release party tonight going down at the White House, 4809 Wilkerson Boulevard. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy.
Daddy.
Let it shine. If you don't have a daddy, get your shine on. Just get use the father. You know we go as your daddy.
You're having the father.
You know what? No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Let's go to these lines, see who want to shine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, baby, you got somebody you want to shine?
Yeah, I want to let all small black-owned businesses shine this morning because I don't think we get enough recognition at what we do. So hey. I want to tell all y'all congratulations and keep doing your thing regardless of what's going on.
Talk to them people. Yes.
Power 98, good morning. Who are you trying to let shine?
Hi, good morning. I want to let my son shine, Kendall Reed, over at Philip O'Berry High School.
Hey, Kendall.
10th grader. Hey, he's here with me. We're headed to school, and I'm so proud of him. He is ranked number 9 out of 511 in the 10th grade. He
yeah, boy.
Shining.
Yeah, boy.
Shine on me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Power 98, good morning. You want to let somebody shine?
Yes, sir.
Who?
My name is Miss Covington. I'm a substitute for Chesterfield County School District, and I wanted to let the New Heights Middle School football team and cheerleaders shine for defeating Buford Middle School last night in overtime, 14-20. And they had to go to overtime because the refs were trying to cheat, but they beat them.
Of course. Shine is something positive.
And it's Principal Dr. King and Coach Jeff Blakely that rallied the team together and got them that victory. And Coach Baker for the cheerleaders got them together and got the boys a win last night.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I want to shout out Open Ocean Live Music, man, being nominated for the Best New Artist at Queen City Awards.
Shine on me, shine on me, shine on me, shine on me, shine on me.
Power 98, good morning.
Okay, I'm Liam Williams, calling from Shelby, North Carolina. I want to do in memory of Mrs. Ollie Ross, who passed on this day, would be her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say happy birthday in memory of her, from her family. friend.
Shine on me. Shine on me.
Shine on me.
Shine on me.
Shine on me.
Shine on me.
All right, I got a list. I'm going to do it real quick. Shout out to East Mech. They're going to shine today. I'm going to be over there hosting their pep rally. Hopewell, I'm coming to y'all today. I'm hosting y'all pep rally. Going to let y'all shine today. Baby Jabari was a baby down in, I think, Texas, was born without skin. The baby was born without skin. The only other case in the United States like this, the baby did not survive. This baby, Baby Jabari, survived and is doing well. So shout out to Baby Jabari. Let him shine. And I got to let this young man shine. Former Carolina Panther, my man D'Angelo Williams, has paid for over 500 mammograms after losing his mother to breast cancer. So on his breast cancer or during his breast cancer awareness month. Just want to let D'Angelo, he still lives in Charlotte. So shout out to D'Angelo, man. Keep up the good work. Keep doing what you're doing. And let everybody shine that was on my list this moment.
All right, Larry, I got two shines. I want to shine the light. I got so many messages, and Larry, you said you got them too. I think, Burp, you got a couple of them. But there are the students over at Philip O'Berry. Specifically, I want to shout out Ariana and Kay with the Whoa. All right, they both sent me a message and inboxed me. They said that they want to send a shout out to Chloe. She is a cheerleader over at Philip O'Berry. Philip O'Berry will be having their homecoming tonight, and she is running for queen. So they want to do a shout out to Chloe for queen over at Philip O'Berry.
Shine on me,
shine on me,
shine on me.
And I have to send a very, very special shout out to my nephew, David, who finished an undefeated season in soccer at his middle school. He's an eighth grader and finished an undefeated season on his soccer team. And they just won the championship yesterday. So shine the
rings,
the light on my little nephew, David.
Shine on me. Shine on me.
Shine on me.
Show is
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
And the Morning Madhouse.
How's the neighbor news? Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
720 here in the Queen City. Your nosy neighbor news is up next. Going to be talking about Travis Scott. He's doing something to promote his new single, Highest in the Room. Got details about that. Some of your, well, I got a movie that's about to get a prequel. And I got a television show that's about to get a spinoff. Going to let you know details about that. Someone gave birth last night. Got details about that. And two of our favorite rappers are headed to court, but they are fighting each other. Who are the two rappers?
You said two of our favorite rappers?
Mm-hmm.
Going to court?
Mm. Against each other.
Mm. Probably Future and Drake.
Future and Drake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Petey Pablo and Chingy.
And what are they fighting over, Burp?
They're fighting over Best One Hit Wonder.
Okay. All right. Well, find out next. It's coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
I got a chance for you to win some tickets to the Sketchbook Tour. Fantasia, Robin Thicke, Tank, and Bonfire. That's coming up after your Nosy Neighbor News. And after this, Tiana Taylor. How do you want it? It's Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B Power 98.
BD actually got three hits, though.
Tell me what you want.
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? This is Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Friday, October 11th, being brought to you by the Power 98 Winter Block Party. Block parties aren't just for the summer anymore. Join us Thursday, December 5th for the Power 98 Winter Block Party featuring the baby is going down at the Bojangles Coliseum. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. So make sure you have your calendars marked for that one. Log on to power98fm.com for all of those details. Bash is a big brother, and Amber Rose is a new mommy again. She and her boyfriend, music exec A.E., welcomed a little boy to the world last night. His name is Slash Electric Alexander Edwards. This is Rose and A.E.'s first child together. Congratulations to him. Travis Scott just released some highest in the room apparel with the help of Jordan Brand to promote his new single. The line consists of hoodies, shorts, t-shirts, sweats, and hats with his well-known upside down logo. The apparel is exclusively sold on his web store and is going to run you anywhere from $55 to $95. 50 Cent has sued Rick Ross again. The rapper is coming after Ross for the use of an instrumental version of his famous song In the Club. Rick Ross used it for his Renzel's remix project. Here's the gotcha. The masters for In the Club are owned by Shady Records. So we'll see what happens with 50 Cent in this lawsuit. Now, if you were a fan, Larry, I put this story in here specifically for you. If you were a fan of the movie Training Day, got some good news for you. Word is a prequel to the movies is in the work.
Okay.
In the works. Details are sketchy right now, but word is the prequel is going to focus on Denzel's character a full 10 years before the events that took place in Training Day happened.
You think you can do this to me? I'm the police!
All right. All right. Calm down. Since the film is in the early stages of development, no word on a director or any actors in the movie. I knew that you would be excited about that one.
My favorite movie.
All right. Well, I am hearing whispers that Will Smith is developing a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air spinoff. Smith and his production company that he owns with his wife Jada is called Westbrook are working with NBC on developing the sitcom. The original Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was co-created by Quincy Jones and ran from 1990 to 1996.
It ain't never stopped. It's still on.
It is. I'm not too upset about Will Smith doing a spinoff for this.
This would be dope. I can see him putting, you know, maybe like his son or somebody in it or something like that.
I'm not too upset with this one.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you feel like we need some more black shows on television?
Sitcoms?
Yeah, sitcoms.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Good, sitcoms.
Yeah.
Good sitcoms.
We only have what? Blackish and what else? Blackish and what else right now?
Mixed-ish.
Okay, that's the whole
college-ish. Blackish.
Okay, all this is the same thing. So what? After that, what do we have?
I don't think there are any more black.
Like Girlfriend's sitcoms. Not on no more. Martin ain't
they
on
have shows
no more.
That's on that's streaming on the BET app.
Yeah, BET Plus. Has been putting out some pretty good ones. Like we interviewed
it's hard to play that game, something like that. Yeah. Two can handle the same thing.
What Games is People Play.
Yeah, that
Games
that
was People Play good. Was pretty good.
But that was more like
Boomerang was pretty good.
Yeah, Boomerang was good.
Yeah.
But Boomerang we need like another, we need a new age Cosby, different world.
A new show.
Tyler Perry is about to put out a bunch of new shows on BET.
Right.
The thing about those are more drama.
Right.
I want funny sitcoms.
Yeah, like Martin. And stuff like that. Yeah,
and I'm disappointed about Gerard Carmichael's. His going
his
away
show was good.
Because his show was very funny. But Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, I want to see what they're going to do with this one. I'm excited about this one. Happy birthday to Cardi B. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. Power 98. Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Travis Scott saying he just did a clothing release with the help of who? 570-WPEG. First call through correct answer. You're going to see Fantasia, who dropped a brand new album today.
Welcome to More Than Enough
Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. Larry Mad is being brought to you by Friday Night Lights. We invade in Hopewell tonight. Hopewell is taking on North Mac. You can join me and the squad as we invade each and every Friday night, 7 o'clock. And it's being brought to you by Steakums. That's right, Steakums. Come on out and snatch some of these Steakums from me tonight, 7 o'clock. More details at power98fm.com. Okay, y'all know I love a good animal store. So here you go. Hashtag Larry Mad today. I am mad at these fishermen down in northern Georgia. They caught a fish. It's called a snake fish. They caught a snake fish. They said this snake fish is very, very, it preys on other fish and other animals in the area. This particular fish can actually survive on air can live on land and eat animals. The Georgia State Legislature has told people, if you catch a snake fish, kill the damn fish. You know what these fishermen are saying. We don't want to kill the fish. We want to put it out there, and we want to experiment with it, and we want to see what happens, and we want to see if we can breed it. The damn legislators said kill the fish if you catch the fish. If you catch the fish, kill the fish. That's all I want you to do. Georgia, listen. So they found three of these fish in a pond in Georgia, right? And the fishermen that found the fish, they don't want to kill it. But the legislator has said, kill the damn fish. If I see a snake fish, I'm killing it on sight. Because I ain't never heard of no fish that can live on land and breathe air and survive and kill animals. I'm killing it on sight. This is a true story, Ms. J. I can't make this stuff up. I promise you. Look it up. You can Google it. Snake fish caught in Georgia. If you see the fish, kill the fish. Simple. I'm mad at anybody who don't want to damn listen to the Georgia State Legislature. Kill the fish. Coming up, man. You know what it is. Incognito's live in the kitchen. And we got some tickets for you on the way. It's Power 98. Kill that damn fish.
Spice up this fall with Circle K. Enjoy.
Sometime I had them thoughts.
Y'all know what time it is. Time for Burp Stars. Let's go, Burp.
Yep, my bars are being brought to you by the EPMD 30-year anniversary is going down Saturday, November 30th at the Fillmore. Beanie Siegel, Freeway, EPMD. Tickets are on sale now at power98fm.com and all Ticketmaster locations. All right, Larry, Jessica Shark. I don't know what's going on with these kids, but I think the main problem is they losing focus. They don't know how to focus, Larry. You teaching your kids how to focus?
Mm-hmm.
You are?
Yeah, I told put that phone down and focus or I'm going to break it.
That's how you tell your kids
focus? Yeah.
No. See, you got to instill focus in them, Larry. You got to teach the focus in them. Don't nothing make you focus more than a homeless man while you at a red light. Have you ever noticed how hard you focus?
You know what? I'm not feeling that.
Have you ever noticed how hard you focus, Larry, when a homeless man is at a red light? The worst thing you can do is get off an exit when you're on the interstate. And that light hit yellow in enough time to where you can't go through it. That is the worst feeling in the world. You see somebody sitting right there to your left. It happened right here on South Boulevard all the time, Larry. I got over there one time. I was focused. I don't even drive at 10 and 2. I was stopped and put my hands at 10 and 2 while the homeless man. No, I'm not doing that. Don't ask me for nothing. You're making me nervous, sir. I was so focused, Larry, the light turned green and I didn't even go. That's how focused I was. My eyes were straight. I should have went, though, because I knew something was wrong. Because then he came around to the hood of my car and said, hey, you need some help on your carburetor? Get the hell away from my car, sir. I don't need your help. I was trying to focus. You got to get these kids to focus, Larry. This is how I get my baby to focus. I tried to give them Adderall and Ritalin, but that didn't work. They don't do nothing but stop them in the middle of whatever they was doing. My baby was running around the house. I said, look, go in there and wash the dishes. Go in, wash the dishes. What? I gave them some Adderall. They just stopped. She literally stopped and looked at the water bubble for 30 minutes. I need you to wash these damn dishes. You got to get your focus right. Don't nothing make you focus harder than them blue lights behind you, Larry. You ever rode by a cop while you was driving before? You ain't even doing nothing illegal. I rode by the cops and I took my seatbelt off just to put it back on. That's how. No, nothing make you focus harder. Forget all them remedies that they tell you. No, you need the homeless man, cops, and a little bit of Adderall. Some of y'all take the Adderall just because.
And those for breakfast thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
Hit his. No cap.
All right, it is 8:21 here in the Queen City. It's time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Colin Kaepernick wants everyone to know the truth. The athlete's team just released a 2-page fact sheet to dispel rumors that have been following him since he left the NFL. According to the document, Colin's people say that he has reached out to all 32 NFL teams, but have gotten little to no response. Not a single team has bought Colin in for a workout. Seattle bought him in for a visit, but did not work him out. And the rumors about Colin demanding a specific salary and that he does not want to play at all are completely false. In fact, he has been working out 5 days a week for 3 years in preparation to play again. So he wants the world to know the truth.
I know that's right. Somebody bring Colin in. I was watching some Colin Kaepernick highlights the other day. They popped up on my YouTube when I was trying to figure out how to steal some VC coins for NBA 2K20, and that video popped up. You know YouTube
I'm
got
sick
that.
Of you. I am sick of you and these cheating YouTube videos you looking at.
Listen, it does have everything.
Hey, YouTube got everything. They got, boy, listen.
I learned how to change my brake light on YouTube.
Listen, I learned how to change my the dryer plug on YouTube.
Hey, I did too. I almost blew myself up. Remember?
Yeah, I remember that. You
remember, I almost blew myself up because I plugged it up first and then tried to change it. That was a mistake.
Do you think that this 2-page fact sheet is going to do anything for Colin?
No. I don't think it will.
I think because, you know, he has been silent during this whole process. Mm-hmm. Not during the whole process, but recently he has been silent, like, and everybody else has been speaking up for him. I think it'll help him because, you know, now we're getting it straight from Colin Kaepernick. He's saying, I want to play.
Do you think that it's going to put pressure on these NFL teams to actually get him in there and work him out?
Absolutely.
It'll go away. It'll put pressure on him for the moment, but it'll go away.
I think so because it's a lot of teams out there that got quarterback issues or quarterback situations going on. And now that Colin is actually speaking up and saying, hey, listen, I want to play. Like he's saying to himself, I think it will put some pressure on these NFL teams.
I think the word I'm looking for is heat. It'll put a little bit of heat on them, but it won't put any pressure on them to make them bring him in and try him out or work him out. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either, Butterfingers. I think that this was good for Colin so that he can speak his piece, but I don't think that this is going to do anything in the
NFL. We know you can play Colin, but they still ain't brought you in.
You know, things like dispelling the rumors, like people thought that he at least was getting...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Workouts from a couple of these teams, and he's saying no team has worked him out at all.
Yeah,
you know, dispelling all of those rumors and the things about the salary, like him demanding a salary. He's like, no, that ain't true. And the fact that, you know, people were saying, Colin don't want to play no more.
Right.
And he's saying,
one of those people.
No, I do want to play.
I knew when the New York Jets this season signed Luke Falk from the streets.
What's the school?
The
streets.
The University of Concrete.
Not the University of Concrete. I'm done with you. Bye, Bourbon. Bye.
I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quick.
I know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
What's that mascot? A sidewalk?
Hustle Man.
It's a sign. It's a street sign. That's the mascot. That street, that mascot is a red, green, and yellow sign.
We're going to let y'all find out what's popping for the weekend. Right now, it's at 21 Savage. It's Pod 88. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You know what it is, man. It's time to find out what's popping for the weekend. Yes, we got somebody live inside the Madhouse this morning.
Yes, talking about jobs. You're looking for a job, we gonna help you out. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name's Matt Westover, and I'm a battalion chief with Charlotte Fire Department.
What's up, Matt?
What's going on?
Yelling.
Big event going on this weekend. Tell Madhouse Nation all about it.
That's right. So this weekend, we have an open house, a recruiting open house at our training center at 1770 Shopton Road. What's going to be set up down there is the physical agility portion of what our hiring process is. So if you go to our Twitter page, our handle's at Charlotte Fire, and there's a link on there that you can sign up to actually participate in part of that and that whole process. So you can see how difficult it is, what you need to do to get ready for it. The other stuff that we'll have going on down there is there'll be 2 fire companies down there. So if you have questions about what this job is, what it entails, the schedule, and what the pay is, all of those things, a lot of people don't realize that this is a career that's available to them. So that's our mission, is to get out there, get the word out, and try to get people to come out and experience what it takes to get hired and then come work for us.
Yeah, and Shark asked a question off there. He said, you know, what's the age? Like, is there a max out age? And what's the beginning age?
So 18 years old with a high school diploma, so graduate high school. And there really is no cap. There's, you know, there is no age for that maxes you out. If you can complete all the steps in the process, you come on and you will be a firefighter at the end of the when you go through recruit training, you'll be a firefighter at the end of that.
Is there anything that applicants need to bring along with them?
I would bring your ID with you, and we're saying that bring athletic pants like sweatpants or joggers or something like that. So when you crawl on the ground, if you go through, have the opportunity to go through it, you don't skin your knees up.
They get straight to it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Because I watch 911. I watch the show 911.
I was thinking the same thing. I think I can be a firefighter, but I don't want to.
This one is happening this Saturday.
I want to do it. Let's go do it, Larry.
9 a.m. until 12 p.m., right?
That's right, from 9 to 12.
9 a.m. till 12 p.m. Once again, give them that address.
So the address is 1770 Shopton Road. Once you go down to that address, look for the big tower. And go to the tower on the training grounds.
That's what's up. And this is a job you got to be built for this. Like, you got to have a love for this. It's not a job you really do for money. This is a job that you got to be built for, or career.
That's right. And a lot of people don't realize that it's a career path for them. And then once they start down that path, then they're committed 110%. And you're exactly right. A lot of people are called to it. But for those that aren't aware this is out here, you know, that's what we want them to see. We want them to experience what we've experienced in our career.
Social media and website information, if people want to get more information about
social media, Twitter is at Charlotte Fire. You can find us on Facebook at Charlotte Fire or Charlotte Fire Department, Charlotte, North Carolina, on Instagram at Charlotte Fire.
All right. Thank you. Let's find out what else popping for this weekend. I'm at the White House tonight. You know, it's definitely going down. Myself, DJ Butterfingers, it's the Meet Your Bad Boy album release party. Tomorrow, it's the grand opening of the Monarch Room. Burpee, you got that covered.
Yes, sir. I'm hosting. Butterfingers going to be out there giving y'all the music. We're doing a live broadcast from 10 p.m. until midnight. 10 p.m. to midnight. So y'all make sure y'all pull up on us at the Monarch Room, 2016 Graham Street.
Jess?
I ain't doing nothing.
Okay. The movies is dropping.
You doing Fox?
No Fox this weekend.
No Fox this weekend. Okay.
I'm sleeping this weekend. Okay. I'm tired.
Yeah, Will Smith movie dropped today. Gemini Man, where he's fighting himself, and the new Addams Family movie, that's also dropping.
All right, Shock, what we riding
what
to?
What we buddy? Doing, Shock?
Hold on, I got a question for Mr. Westover. I think I'm going to try.
Westover,
Chief, I'm sorry. Mr. Right. Chief's everything the same. Quick question. Are you able to be a fireman and smoke CBD?
Oh, my God.
Listen, man.
You're going to take some risks. There's going to be some risks today.
They said it's good for your spirit and your body.
It helps you smoke.
Listen, man, we riding on 485 this weekend smoking that CBD. Hold up, man. That's my shine. Let me shine. Anyway, new album's coming out today. Wale dropped something called Wow, That's Crazy. We've been waiting on that. YK Osiris, Little TJ, NBA Youngboy dropped something. Lil Kim dropped something. I didn't even know. It's called 9. Casanova out of New York. And I give you one every week, don't I, Larry? We gonna go with Hot Boy Lil Shaq, man.
Hot Boy Lil Shaq.
Yes, sir. 704 degrees.
704 degrees. That's my big homie from the east side, my little homie. What's up, big dog?
Shout out to Shaq. And our sister, Fantasia, dropped that sketchbook.
Oh, yeah, yes. That sketchbook. You got to go get that right now. Shout out to Fantasia, man. That album cover looks amazing.
Come on, Fantastic.
I'm going to listen to the album when I get off the show. I know it's going to be amazing, but y'all make sure y'all go get that.
Take your shoes off and listen to it.
A couple of the tracks from it. It's definitely one that you want to pick up.
I'm taking my shoes off of this one. Amen.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
That's what's popping for the weekend.
No limit.
Out of the AWPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Madhouse question of the day was what today, Miss Jessica?
Chad, we talking about so much stuff, I forgot. We are talking about Tekashi 6ix9ine. He got that $10 million record deal to drop two albums once he gets out of prison, one in English and one in Spanish. So we want to know, do you think people will forget about Tekashi 6ix9ine snitching and he will be able to make a comeback?
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah,
call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
All right, what them DMs say?
Well, over here on my DMs, I got people over here talking about, yeah, only in today's world, now, when I say young, I don't mean all, but most of them don't give a D word about nothing but likes and streams. Now, where's the lie? That's what Rude Boy 7779 said. I had 69 Flavor said, I purchased two of his songs. I still like them.
Mm.
So you got the best of both worlds over here.
Michael Rice says, I mean, it's 2019. I'm not surprised by nothing anymore. Nobody will forget that he's a rat, but he will sell records. He might get his head busted in the wrong city. Triando says if it was the 70s, 80s era, he would have been gone by now. They had morals. This new era praises snitches like, that's my dog. He didn't snitch on me. Especially if he still got money, they'll forget.
All right, well, here's what they had to say on the Madhouse voicemail,
704-227-8780. Bruh. Of course this dude gonna have a comeback. Hey, these little people don't even care about the old selves. You think they care about somebody else snitch? Man, that whack ass rapper gonna get a deal and drop another whack ass album, and these little whack ass kids gonna be listening to that dude whack ass music, and then he gonna snitch again.
Madhouse question of the day goes down each and every morning at 6:05. We'll play responses back at 9:20. Miss Justice got your Nose and Neighbor recap on the way.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertising.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.